So we're speaking now, we're up to Perek Chaf, towards the middle, Abayis Hasheni. The thrust of this Mesilas Yesharim is that when it comes to Chassidus, a person has to be very careful of what the implications of his Chassidus would be. You can't just judge it on the surface for the here and the now, but what are the repercussions, what are the implications of what he's doing to really know if it's going to be good or bad. And he gives an example, Bayis Hasheni, Gamhu Chariv Al Yidei Chassidus Kazeh Ashelo Nishku B'Mishkel Tzedek. Just like the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because Gedaliah did not want to accept Lashon Hara about Netanya, right? Yishmael ben Netanya, and that he should have accepted it and at least been choshesh to save his life, and because of that he was killed. And because of that, the Golus became much, much worse than it had been just because the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. They were scattered all over and went to Mitzrayim and from there other places. Bayis Sheni also, Gam Ken Hu Chorev Al Yidei Chassidus Kazeh Shelo Nishkol B'Mishkel Tzedek, with a Chassidus that was not weighed out to see if it was really proper. B'Maisa Devar Kamsa, Amru, the Gemara said, so my show is like this. Let's go back over. By the men, it's something they learn every year. But by the women, I'm not sure how much you're familiar with the Gemara in detail. The Gemara says, Akamtsu bar kamtsu chorav Yerushalayim. That the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Akamtsu and bar kamtsu. The Gemara says there was a man who had a friend named Kamtsu and an enemy named bar kamtsu. Well, similar names. And he made a simcha, and he sent a messenger to invite his friend Kamtsa. And by mistake, he invited Bar Kamtsa. So they come to the simcha, and the guy sees his enemies there. He said, "Who invited you?" So he told him, "Get out." The guy said, "Don't embarrass me. I'll pay for what's it called, whatever I eat. Just let me stay and finish." He says, "No, get out." He says, "I'll pay for you half the party. Get out. I'll pay for the whole party. Get out." And he took him, he threw him out. When he got out, he was obviously very embarrassed. And he said, all the rabbis were sitting there, and nobody said a word. So I'm going to get even with all of them. And he went to the Roman Caesar, and he said, "The Jews are plotting a rebellion against you." So Caesar said, "Prove it to me." He said, "I'll show you. Send them a sacrifice to sacrifice, and you'll see they won't sacrifice it." So they sent an animal to sacrifice, and on the way, he made a blemish in it in a place where the Romans did not consider it a blemish in sacrificing it to their idolatry, but we do consider it a blemish. We're not allowed to sacrifice such an animal. So the animal gets to the Beis HaMikdash, and they just see what they see. It has a blemish in the eye or on the lip. They know what to do. So most of the rabbis said, "Let's sacrifice it anyway, because it's pikuach nefesh. If we don't sacrifice it, they're going to assume that we're rebelling, and Jewish lives will be in danger. If we do sacrifice it, we're doing something wrong, but pikuach nefesh is docha kol haTorah kula. So you bring a sacrifice that's not proper, right, in a time when lives depend on it." Rabbi Zechariah ben Avkulis, no. So first they said, what's it called? Let's bring the sacrifice. They said, no. Zechariah ben Avkulis said, people will say you can sacrifice an animal with a blemish. They'll learn from this. So they said, okay, so let's kill the guy. Let's kill Bar Kamtsa, so he shouldn't go and tell that we didn't sacrifice it. We'll say we did sacrifice it. He knows he's there. So kill him. They said, people will say you kill people who put mumin in kodshim. So they didn't kill him, and they didn't sacrifice it, and the Roman Caesar assumed that Bar Kamtsa was right, and from that came the destruction of Yerushalayim. The Gemara says on that, on the Sanuso, Zechariah ben Avkulis, because Zechariah ben Avkulis was so frum, wouldn't sacrifice a blemished animal even under those circumstances. Didn't want to kill somebody who really deserved to be killed under those circumstances, right? Because of him, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The only problem is that the Gemara starts off with another preface that seems to say something else. The Gemara says, "Ashrei Adam Mefachei Tamim." Person should always be afraid of what the implications or repercussions of what he does is going to happen. And then it brings this proof, akamsa bar kamsa. People, if they would have been careful, right, the rabbis would have been careful not to let this guy be thrown out of the party. If everybody would have looked at the repercussions of what they did, then the Beis HaMikdash wouldn't be destroyed. So here it says that because Ashrei Adam Mefachei Tamid, that person has to be afraid of what he does, what the repercussions will be. Yet it says in the end that the Sanusa Shurim Zechayim Nafkulis caused the Beis HaMikdash destroyed. According to the Mesusa Shurim, they're the same thing. Rabbi Zechayim Nafkulis also wasn't afraid what the repercussions of what he was saying would be. He saw right now you don't bring a sacrifice like this, you don't kill people who put blemishes in sacrifices. But Lamaisa, the far-reaching implications of this were devastating. Had he taken that in consideration, then maybe he would have killed Bar Kamsa or brought the sacrifice, one of the two. The same thing goes, if everybody else in this whole Maisa would have been seen what the repercussions were, then maybe they would have done differently. If the host of the party would have realized that throwing a guy like this out could really cause problems, right, he wouldn't have thrown him out. And if the rabbis would have realized that not protesting could have led to this guy going berserk and informing on Klal Yisrael, then they maybe have done something about it. Everybody had good ideas, but they didn't see what the repercussions were. So the only one who Lechora isn't involved in here, who's mentioned, is Kamsa. Right? This poor guy didn't get to go to the party. Right? All he was the friend of the first guy. What was the problem? So I saw somebody said that if Kamsa would have realized that his friend had an enemy named Bar Kamsa, and just having enemies could bring to problems, he would have tried to make shalom between them. But he didn't realize how important it was. He didn't see in the far-reaching future what could come from a person having an enemy like this, right? So he's to blame also. Right? You have a friend and he has an enemy. Try to make shalom between them. Don't just ignore it. So he's also held responsible, Kamsa, for the same reason.
But how does he know that he's an enemy?
He's his good friend. He knows all his friends' enemies.
Yeah, but maybe he didn't know that. I mean, maybe he tried making his own.
Yeah, okay.
It doesn't always work.
Right, but it could be that's why the Gemara mentions him. Because he didn't try. He didn't mention, we just said, Bar Kamsa, Nechrov Yerushalayim, not Kamsa, Bar Kamsa. The simple idea is that because their names were so similar, that's why it was Nechrov in the end. Okay.
Well, maybe these Gedolim, these Rabbanim felt that plenty of reason for the Kodesh Baruch Hu to destroy the Beis HaMikdash in that time. And they didn't think of every act of every single day, because remember that if it wasn't only because of that.
Yeah, but they didn't know that it was. They didn't have an idea that it was going to be destroyed. This was the trigger that brought the destruction. There were many other reasons why it was destroyed, but it needed a trigger to trigger it all, and this was the trigger, right? Just like today, there's a lot of things that could blow up for other reasons. But you need a trigger to make it blow up, and people would be more sensitive. They wouldn't make those triggers. That's all.
It sounds like the only reason that they should have done differently is because they should have had the foresight to see the trouble that would come from it. But what about on its own grounds?
It could be that's the idea. You would have looked at each one separately. Maybe this guy did something to this friend, this Bar Kamsa, a really terrible thing. Mochi shame on him, and who knows what he did. Right? So to say that the host was guilty of hating somebody, having an enemy. Maybe he wasn't. Maybe he had a right to do that. Okay? To say that what's it called, that the rabbis didn't have a reason, maybe they had a good reason not to speak up. Maybe they felt if they would have said something, it would make things worse. Right? So they kept quiet. Or maybe they didn't know the whole situation. So they didn't know whether they would have embarrassed the guy with the party. His party, why upset his party. Maybe they had a lot of good reasons why they did. And Zachariah and Avkulis had a lot of reasons why he said it. That's the problem. Everybody was right. If you only looked at their specific situation at the time. But if you looked at the bigger picture, then everybody was wrong. That's exactly the point. That's Ashri Yadam Afachet Tomid. You can't just look at things, is it right or wrong right now? But what's the bigger picture? Because it could be everybody was justified. If you look at each one separately, everybody had an excuse, everybody was justified. But if you look at the bigger picture, nobody was justified. That's exactly what the Gemara is bringing down. So that's what he brings down here. Sober Rabbanan leKrove. The Rabbanan first said, let's bring the sacrifice. Because it's Pikuach Nefesh. Omer le Rav Zachari ben Avkulis, Yomru Balimum and Krave le Gab Mizbeach. People will learn from this that you can make sacrifices of blemished animals. Sover le Miktale, so they wanted to kill Bar Kamtza. Omer le Yomru Balimum and Krave, Yomru Matil Mum Bekodshim Yehori. People learn from this that if somebody puts a blemish in an animal, they kill him. That's not true. Ben kach halach also arosha. They didn't kill him. He went back and informed to the Caesar that they're rebelling. The Hilshness Israel. From that, the Caesar came and squelched the rebellion before it broke out, according to what he thought, and destroyed Yerushalayim. The Hu Masha Amru. Rabbi, I don't know who this is. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakeh. Rabbi Yochanan Alzeh, and the Sanuso Shal Rabbi Zechariah Hichriva Es Beitenu, the Sarfas Heicholenu Biglisar Ben Umos. It was Rabbi Zechariah's extra Hasidus. Didn't want to kill somebody who didn't deserve to be killed or bring a sacrifice. Didn't want to, that shouldn't be brought, right? And not realize that maybe now's the time, not the time, be so frum. Because of that, the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Hare lecha halacha she'en lodom bechassidus hamaisa bashir husham levad. You can't, when it comes to chassidus, and that's what this was, you can't just judge things on the way they are at that moment. Ach tzorich lefanos kol v'kol lecholat tzadim. You have to investigate every angle. She'yuchal she'kol adam liros. When it's possible for a person to perceive. Until you can, it's not a mitzvah you have to do. It's not an aveira you're not allowed to do. It's mitzvah chasidus. It's something that could be good, but it's only good if it's good in the bigger picture also. Another example. Torah said to rebuke people. The kama pamim yikonis adam lochiach chatoim b'makom obizman she'ein dvarim nishmoim. The gorim lohem lisporitz yoser berisham ulechal Hashem lehosif al chetom pesha. The purpose of tochacha is, tochacha means reproof, but it means to prove. Lochiach means to prove. You're supposed to give musr to someone to prove to them that they're doing something wrong. That's the purpose. Not to make yourself feel good that, you know, I'm better than you, right? Not to hurt the guy, because if you do it like that, it's going to make just things worse. The aveira is not going to be done. These people are the worst aveiras, right? You go throw rocks at people who are mechal Shabbos, you're not going to make them shomer Shabbos. You're going to make them worse mechal Shabbos, right? So then we'll come out and say these crazy people or whatever are, this is what frumkeit is. So you're not going to stop the Chilul Shabbos, you make worse Chilul Shabbos. Right? So that's why it's a mitzvah, something that won't be heard. You're not going to be successful in stopping the Aveira, is better you shouldn't say it. It's a mitzvah not to say it, the Gemara says. Right? You make more of a Chilul Hashem. And therefore the Chassidus is not to go and rebuke people like that, it's to keep quiet. Because what are the repercussions? There's a famous chazonish. The halacha is that apikursim is moridin velo mailin. You basically, what's it called, are allowed to caused the death of an apikoros. Okay? Meaning you have a college professor who is spewing apikorsis, so you're allowed to cause his death. Surely you'd rather kill him directly, but the Gemara says you're allowed to do the following. You're allowed to, if you see him fall into a well and he's drowning, and there's a ladder in the well that he could take the ladder and get out. So while he's drowning and groping for the ladder and nobody else is around, you go out and take the ladder and say, I need it, my kid's kite is on the roof, I need the ladder. But don't worry, I'll bring it back in 2 weeks. So tread water for 2 weeks and I'll be back. And you know for sure that within 2 hours he's going to be dead. So you're allowed to do that. This way you don't get caught. You said, I didn't realize the guy was in the well. I thought he was stopped taking a bath or whatever. I didn't know he needed the ladder and I needed it. So you're not going to be, if they don't investigate too much, you're going to get off the hook and he's going to be dead. And it's a mitzvah to do that. The Chazon Ish says, today it doesn't apply. Why not? He said, because in the time when people saw clearly, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, that if you do Averis, there's terrible tzaras for Klal Yisrael. And if you do mitzvahs, there's Hatzlacha for Klal Yisrael. Right? In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, right, when everybody was doing what was right, so it didn't rain because of high pressure systems and the clouds coming, whatever. They came because people doing mitzvahs, right? And if they didn't do mitzvahs, it didn't rain. And people saw the correlation clearly. The weatherman would come on and say, we made a survey, most people are doing mitzvahs, it's going to rain tomorrow. Right? It was miracles. It was through nature, but it was like the Ramban says, natural miracles. Because everything was dependent on Torah and mitzvahs. And people saw it. So therefore, if you have a apikoros spewing apikorsis, he's polluting the air in such a way that causes terrible destruction. What could it be compared to? If you saw somebody standing on a building with a machine gun, shooting randomly at everybody who passes by, killing innocent people, and the only way you can get him down is to shoot him. If somebody shot him, they'd be a hero. Nobody would have any times on somebody who shoots that person. You're saving innocent lives. This guy is shooting bullets randomly, killing people. Chazal say that somebody who causes somebody to sin is worse than somebody who kills him. Because you kill somebody, you only kill him in this world. If you cause him to sin, you're getting him in the next world too. So therefore, somebody spewing apikorsis is shooting worse than bullets and polluting the air and causing people maybe to also become apikorsin, and he's like a sniper. So if somebody kills him, what's it called? He's ridding the world of a tremendous menace. But people don't see it like that. I remember, I think it was in the 60s, when the tshuva movement wasn't yet, you know, the way it is. After the Six-Day War, it became a big deal. There were very few Bali tshuva in those years. So there was a guy in I think Detroit. Yeah, Detroit. He was became a Baal Tshuva. And he had grown up in a conservative temple. And he became a Baal Tshuva. He was a middle-aged guy, or in his 20s, early 20s. And after he became Baal Tshuva, he realized that conservative rabbi in his city was misleading people, including himself. And until he found out the truth, right, this guy had really deceived him. So he went back to Detroit, went to this temple on Shabbos, and in the middle of the rabbi's drush, he shot him dead. So what are people going to say? Oh, he killed a sniper. No, the guy's an idiot. And the guy's obviously insane. Right? He's not a normal person. And even Frum people see it like that to begin with. They don't see it as ridding the world of some kind of sniper. Because we don't see the correlation between this apikoros and terrible devastation. What is he doing? Who is he hurting? So we see something and it makes a bigger chilul Hashem, right? Religious people are crazy, they're murderers, right? That's how we see it. You don't see it differently. Says the Chazon Ish, in a time when people could see that killing an apikoros was like killing a sniper, then it was a mitzvah to do it. Today, killing an apikoros, no one correlates with killing a sniper. They just consider the person who did it deranged or evil or whatever, so it makes more chilul Hashem. So there's no purpose to do it. The purpose to do it is to take away a chilul Hashem, not to create a worse chilul Hashem. That's what he's saying. Nakach amru chazal, kishem shemitzvah lomar dover hanishma, kach mitzvah shelo lomar sheno nishma. Just like there's a mitzvah to say what will be accepted and have a good result, there's a mitzvah not to say what won't be accepted and won't have a good result. So sometimes it's better to keep quiet, even though, right, there's a for sure an idea of being a chosid and trying to rid the world of ra and giving mussar to people, but there's a time and a place when the mussar may be counterproductive.